Body and Mind welcomes Jenny Hart of Sacred Heart Healing. Jenny Hart is an energy healer and spiritual teacher. She is qualified as a theta healer practitioner and instructor. She does Usui Reiki, the reconnection, pin codes, mentoring, and life coaching. Jenny is also a certified teacher of the Diana Cooper Angel School. She has completed pilgrimages to Machu Picchu in 2009, walked the Camino de Santiago in 2012, and visited Northern India in 2015. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you very much, Taryn.
Wow, Jenny, that's quite an impressive portfolio. How did you get onto this beautiful journey?
Yes, I certainly have had an interesting life. From my early days at school, I was looking for answers. Something different to what I had been taught. Questioning my situation and exploring many new alternatives. Then at 26, after a serious car accident, when I was again trying to understand what had happened to me, I went for a healing session with a lady doing the Alexander technique. And when she put her hands on my body, she was able to explain things that I had not told her, giving me messages about my life. And this started my quest to understand the relationship of the physical body with the mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And I began searching for a life of purpose and a support system that resonated with me. And at many challenges in my life, I have asked for guidance and be shown a new direction. So it was about developing and trusting my intuition that led me on my special life journey.
Wow, thank you very much, Jenny. Now, one of the modalities you offer is called theta healing. Please tell us about this.
Sure. Theta healing is a modality founded by Vianna Stiebel when she used it to cure herself of bone cancer in 1994-95.
Wow.
She developed the method of using the theta brainwave in a meditation technique. We connect to the creator of all that is on the seventh plane and witness healing through all the cells in the body. So we can work on many areas of a person's life, depending on their area of difficulty. And we are changing their subconscious beliefs, and we check that it is serving them for their highest and best good. So the Theta Healing headquarters are in Kalispell, Montana, in America. Mm-hmm. And it's now a modality that is taught in 35 countries around the world. And it was brought to South Africa in 2009-2010 by Eric Richardson, who went to America to train with Vianna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did my first course in 2012 with Eric. Mm-hmm. And I have been doing sessions since then. And I went to Croatia in 2014 to be trained by Vianna to do the instructor's course. So very interesting.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, we speak about the subconscious mind. From what I can understand, the subconscious mind is a huge, it's a massive, vast aspect of our lives that we seldom tap into. Can you give us a little bit more information about what the subconscious really is?
The subconscious is really what governs our life, although we don't fully understand that, because when you are awake with your eyes open and you're living in a different brainwave, you are really only on your conscious part of your, of using your conscious part of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So when you close your eyes and you go into a sort of meditative state, I suppose, you are then able to access your subconscious. But it is your subconscious that governs your conscious, which governs your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, is theta healing suitable for all age groups?
Yes, certainly. We do not work on pregnant women in their first trimester. But obviously, the more life experience you have, the more benefit it will be to you. But all ages, yes.
Okay. Now, there's also a lot of talk on DNA activation. I've heard this term used in many occasions. Is DNA activation linked to theta healing in any way?
Yes. During the basic theta healing course, one is given your DNA upgrade or activation. And this is a gift from Creator as an opening to your intuitive skills. And it allows us to survive the environmental poisons like radiation created by humankind, as well as it's a huge acceleration of your psychic senses. So as a human species, we are now all evolving and waking up the dormant parts of our spiritual DNA. Mm-hmm. So the activation is becoming very important for Earth's collective consciousness grade. So if enough people have this activation done, it will raise the level of human consciousness on our planet. So as you can imagine, this is very important.
This brings back quite a fond memory of my mum. My mum was an angel teacher many, many years ago. And when I was a little girl, she explained this awareness, this consciousness. And she said that if 1% of people on this planet raise their consciousness by only 1%, we are then able to save the planet. Would you agree on this concept?
Definitely, because many of us still live in what I call the fear factor and the lower parts of our consciousness. And so if we are all rather thinking of the divine part of our nature and the higher part of our consciousness, we will obviously look and live with love towards all humankind and be a lot more compassionate and empathetic. So yes, most definitely it would be a fantastic advantage.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the theta healing practices, does one need to see a practitioner, or can you learn it and practice it on yourself at home?
Well, there are books written by Vaiana, but you know, the best guidance is to obviously get a practitioner or to come on a theta healing course yourself. But generally, on a session, we can do a lot of things and explain more on the one-to-one session.
Okay, that leads me on to the next question. What can I expect in a theta healing session?
Okay, so during the personal session, we have to connect with the client by holding their hands, which is the best way to get a cell-to-cell connection. Mm-hmm. And we ask permission from the client to scan their body. And we have to get permission to change anything that we do as we dialogue with the client, with Creator, and with ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it is really Creator who is doing the healing, and we are just a facilitator and witnessing for the client the changes to their reality. So while we are holding the theta brainwave and putting our client and ourselves into this very powerful state, we can then access parts of them. So it's an act of observation where we witness the changes taking place in the person and give them a new reality. So we are all creators of our own life, but mm-hmm. we become co-creators with Creator and help to change things within our lives. For the highest good of the client and ourselves.
Okay, all right. Is it necessary to go for regular theta healing sessions, or would one be able to tap in or become in tune with themselves to figure out when would be best to go again?
I think that was a good thing to always check for yourself when you need it. But obviously, depending on the severity of the situation, some people would come more regularly, or they might just come for a tune-up or whatever is really going on at the time. Because we go through pulling beliefs and instilling feelings in them. And so if this helps them with their life, they're obviously going to want to test it for a while before coming back to a practitioner.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Jenny. I really appreciate it. How can our listeners contact you when they want to book a session with you?
Okay, I have a web page which you can go to find out more about me. It's www.sacredhearthealing.com, or you can SMS me or call me on my cell number 082-890-8789, and I also have a Sacred Heart Facebook page, so any method is wonderful.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us today, Jenny. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And I look forward to encouraging people to touch the divine within and walk their truth. Namaste.